All right, everyone. We've got all tomorrow's parties here, bringing you back the Invisibles. It's about time, right? It's going to be a while before we get through this one, but we're going to try to go through it. Oh, God. Oh, God. I saw everything from the outside. Time and space like an X-ray. It's just a single obvious thing. Saint Teresa of Avila had ecstatic visions. Why is she a saint and I'm a mad girl in the asylum? It's not an asylum, Kay. You've been experimenting with a street drug called Sky in deep therapy isolation tank conditions. Your parents brought you here after your breakdown. I had a nervous breakdown to fulfill a neurotic writer archetype my educational system had sold me. Your intelligence tested way above average, Kay. I'm sure you feel you have good reasons for poisoning yourself with drugs. Can I ask you something about Sky? Do you really honestly believe you're experiencing contact with agencies or powers from some elevated level of reality? Well, would I say prejudice my chances of release? Get out. Get out of my room. This is a private room. I'm sorry. Maybe I picked the wrong door. Actually, I'm researching a movie. They said you might be able to help me. I don't do movie scripts. What are you, a rapist? The movie's called The Invisibles. In 2008, I met Mason in Portland. He was 45 then. Why didn't you just cut out the middleman and shag your dad, Robin? Mr. I fucked a 100-year-old woman. It just happened. He took me around the world. We split up. And somewhere in the middle of it, I woke up and realized I was living right in the story. Then I met Fanny and Jack and Takashi, and it was all real. I can't believe you're going, that's the one thing that doesn't seem real. This is what happens when you fall in love with girls from the future. I'll never kiss your beautiful scorpion again. When you're outside time, right? Amida is the Buddha of compassion. Namu Amida Butsu. Say that anywhere, anytime. He'll hear you and find you and bring you home. That's what they say, anyway. I'll never kiss you again. Takashi? I saw everything from the outside. Time and space like an X-ray. It's just a single obvious thing. It's like a flower. My mind is flowering. It's a software upgrade. Takashi, what was that? Have we started? What happened? Somebody was talking to... Yes, we started. The suit is rotating out of three-dimensional space. Goodbye, Robin. Time machine, go. I feel sick. Takashi. Shit. Holy shit. What's wrong? Sort it out, Takashi. Ow. Shit. Fanny. Diet. The Hand of Glory? What is it? What's it doing? It's emitting radiation, time particles. We're trying to record that radiation onto water molecules. Mr. Lang's prototype homeopathic processor liquids are no match for the fluid technology you brought back from 2012, I'm afraid. This might be like trying to start a portable CD player with a gramophone handle, but if we can get you on your onboard machines back online. How is the saline input? Complete intravenous download of all onboard systems should have occurred. Okay. I've lost a few files on the liquid interface, but the suit can make the return trip. I'll miss you so much. That's what they all say. Give us a kiss, Rags. Darling, rewind, pause, play. This is Soap Deluxe. What I said, that thing, Kemper. We know where he came from. We know what he is. He's a spirit. You lied to us. I had to. This has been planned like a chess game, Fanny. I was waiting for him. Now we've got him. I did it. Part of my mission here was to take Kemper off the board. That's how it happened. Everything's falling into place. What mission? Why are you talking like we're in a movie, Robin? It's me. I learned to talk watching movies, Fanny. My life turned into one. The script was written by a crazy person, but the special effects are amazing. So I go into Dolce and pretend to be you? I'm good, baby, but that little shit is a connoisseur. I trapped him in a false memory implant. He's been installing his consciousness onto an incest wet chip feeding disinformation back to the enemy. They think we're completely under his control. Basic psychic combat, Fanny. False tits are not enough. I have to have a false memory, too? So you knew this all the time? You knew I'd seen Kemper before. I'm from the future. You told me in 2010 when everything turned into a movie. In 2010, if I come back from this masquerade with so much as a chipped eyelash, darling, you'll survive, Fanny. You always survive. Do you think if I dress as you, King Mob will want to fuck me, darling? I used to wear black and write really embarrassing poetry. That could be anybody. Sylvia Plath's skeleton arm. A machine made of time, its moving parts are the days of your lives. Your little lives powered by blood. You taste like Don Perignon. Takashi, something's wrong. I think they're people, but they're all happening at once. One of them seems to know I'm here. I'm trying to explain things to this woman, but she's dead. I don't want to frighten her. I think I could touch them, but I might hurt them. I'm moving in the fourth dimension. I shouldn't be here. The space-time's solid, like fractal coral. I'm glancing off the edges, intersecting across planes. I must look monstrous. It's gotten rather cold. I want you to have my tarot cards, Fanny. See you when I'm 19, babe. Champagne's on me. Hey, look after yourself, all right? Girl, you take care. In fact, screw this. Forget the machine. We can deal with the future when we get to it. I shouldn't be here. The bomb turned matter into energy. He's found a way to turn energy into spirit. His thoughts display themselves to me like a million bright flags. Look! The master folds paper. Something emerges from nothing. It was called The Invisibles. I fell in love with the picture of the author. Then it turned out there was no author, or maybe the author was me. First contact with fictional reality. Funny where you end up. Baby, we're fucking on acid. It all came true. It always does. Maybe I'm just a crazy girl in the hospital dreaming all this up. What do you think? You wrote the script, love. Whatever happens, wherever you go, I'll be there waiting. Oh, God. Oh, God! Time machine, go! What the fuck is that? Fanny, diet! Our new recruit, code name, Ragged Robin. Look it up in Brewers. Nice bum. Namu Amida Butsu. Jesus Christ, what have we done? We just folded her through the fourth dimension to 2012. Somebody else tell me they felt those disturbances in time. Was there a moment where you saw time from a different angle? Jesus Christ, what if she just disintegrated? What if those weird bastard things have got her? Christ almighty, she's... We have to believe she made it. Yeah, we always make it, don't we? Everything happens just the way it's meant. Sit down, we gotta talk. The tower. It was all lies. I remember looking at the Liberty Bell in Philadelphia when I was a little kid. That's what I love about illusions. They're right up there in front of you, but somehow you don't see them. Until suddenly you do. And I saw that I lived in a world where the symbol was more important than the reality. Where the menu was supposed to taste better than the meal. They're bombing planet Hollywood. Those terrorists know exactly where the power lies. How about one for the family album, Mason? None of it's real. Kennedy was a good man. Nixon was a bad man. Is that true? Or is it just what we've been told is true? Half of the stars in Hollywood are gay, pretending to be straight. Blank was a shit. The moon landings happened in a studio. The America I thought I lived in was a trick. I'd only ever really seen it on TV, and comic books, and records and movies. Especially movies. The Rosicrucians who built this country wouldn't know where they were if you brought them here, would they? Not until you showed them Independence Day. That night when I pissed down over Manhattan, I saw time. I saw time itself. America has been in a declared state of national emergency since March 9th, 1933, giving the president powers to suspend freedom of speech and take control of all communications media at any time. Who cares? Bruce Willis is here to save us all. Fortunately, he's not. The more I looked, the less real America became. And the less real it became, the stronger it got. Planet Hollywood. Do you miss her? Yeah, obviously I do. I can't stop thinking about her. What about you, Mason? You fancied Robin all along. Oh, well, she was my type. She seemed free. Well, that's another story. You'll get to meet her when she's young and mad. Robin doing Lolita. She explained the tantric significance of it all to me when we were tripping. How much of this is her and how much is us, Mason? Robin read a story called The Invisibles and wrote herself a part in it until she realized it was all real. That's how magic happens. She was better at it than she knew. I was in love with her. Feels like science fiction now. She left her tarot cards. Trump 16, a real conversation killer, darlings. We have walked, limped, and minced here all the way from hell. The Empire is dead. The supermodels on the billboards are bigger than Godzilla. Yeah, something I've always wondered about you, Mason. Ever shagged a supermodel? Croquet on the lawn, Mason? Here we are, set free from time. It's always Tiffin. Takashi called to say that time distortions will be subsiding today and we should go back to experiencing normal perceptions soon. I've lived my whole life waiting to be able to say something like that. It'll make a great film, but I bet we all end up looking like pricks. You were saying the age of weapons is over. You think so? You're a smart man, Mason, but I have a gun. Anti-personnel explosive weapons will soon be obsolete, yes. The next war will be fought in virtual territory. Land's not at stake anymore. Information is. How right they are. Or were. I mean, we've already had wars over information. I've always known that, since I was abducted by aliens and I drank from the Holy Grail, the Ultra Menstruum. If I wasn't so rich, I'd be crazy, huh? Ultra Menstruum. Where the hell did that one come from? Robin asked me if I knew a movie called The Magic Christian. The what? Peter Sellers. It's somewhere in my top 10. I saw it once when I was about 14. Peter Sellers, huh? RoboCop. I remember Raquel Welch and Ringo in the slave galley. Imagine on a global scale, she said. All you need's money and imagination. You could hoax the world twice over if you wanted. But would it scratch that itch? Or is this just another big, exciting project to take your mind off what you really want? You want to be free? Like us? What would you feel if you were free? What? I'd lose my sense of responsibility to... Bullocks! How would you know if you were free? What would you actually feel in your body that would be different? I'd lose that dead weight in my chest. My blood would rush through my veins. Your chest would open out so you could breathe and savor every single second. Your skin's surface would feel sensitized and alive, drinking in the whole world. A lot like the way you're feeling right now. Click! Can you taste it? Time stabilizing like wind in the trees. The smell of smoke far away. The last thing I remember, right? This fucker's going down in the lift to some sort of train station. He was making out like he knew everything. This blind fella, right? Sort of poofy looking, like an actor or something. I remember seeing Fanny all covered in stuff like pictures and feelings. Jack, are you all right? What happened in there? And then we went into the UFO. Whoops. It feels like hell, and it's like I'm still there when I close my eyes. You are still here. This is how human fears look, rising and condensing on the inside surface of the holographic membrane. I suppose she is a bit funny looking. It's the chemicals. They were spraying them everywhere. She don't look well to me, eh? Yes, would you like to hold her? Have you got a name for her? Yeah, right. What the fuck's all this? Hold on. This is where the outer church has infiltrated human consciousness. What the fuck's all this shit then, eh? Here, the Berlin Wall is a mile high and made of iron. War never ends. Whoops, I gotta stop hitting that button. Humanity is shattered and debased, a doomed species broken under the heel of brutal, dehumanizing tyrannies. Ugh, sounds like a laugh. What's it all to you? I come and go. My stories were removed from canon by the Nicene Council in 325 AD. Kemper said I was to tell you something. He said once my name was John. I said, John, John, hiding in plain sight. That's not playing the game. And then Edith said to call on Buddha, but he didn't hear her properly. And now it's a rescue mission. They're trying to unhypnotize him out of his prison. I'm trying to explain as best I can. Christ, he'd better stay here for a few days. What about Kemper? I ate him. I spat him out. Boy got us home just like in Robin's story. It all came true. I'll be all right after a shite, hey, Fanny? Know what I mean? Great tits, eh? Gotta go. When you get done with this, you got my number. I came back for you. I crawled through miles of ventilation. Get better, baby. I'm going to the airport. Please. I love you. He's in a shamanic state. He's running a temperature of 126, and he just wet the bed again. We're stuck in thought. We're stuck in a thought, right? We've been thinking it so long we forgot. When you stop thinking it, you see it for what it is. And you can start thinking better ones. Will shamanism clean that up, or will you? For fuck's sake, carry on, Fanny, eh? How'd I end up in fucking Chicago? I feel like shite. I knew this outfit would cheer you up. Takashi says time is stabilizing. I hope that means you stop wanting to shit your PJs like a kinky adult baby. I brought Jack into this life. I set him free, Mason, and the poor bastard's had his head bent out of all recognition. Freedom isn't all about playing at anarchists. I couldn't help noticing you didn't flinch. You are Batman. You wouldn't kill me. We know the future. I live. It's you we don't know about. Touché. We drew colors from a hat, like we did 2 years ago in Mexico. New personalities, new roles. The rules have changed overnight. That's how easy it is to be somebody new. What do you want, Mason? Go to Dublin. All the girls look like Robin there. I have responsibilities, the business, the house. I can't just change who I am, like you people. Why? Because of the house? There's no one up there, no pets, just dead weight. Give it up, Mason. Delegate. It's easy once you start. And you can just change who you are that easily? I can change what I do that easily. It's almost the same thing. I keep thinking I should have died like Mick and the boys at the end of If. I've killed hundreds of people and got away with it. Robin asked me once if my gun made me feel confident and in control. We were play-acting to flesh out Kemper, but I'd wondered what it'd be like now without it. Thought I'd opt for ontological terrorism. It's a big word, I know, but the dictionary's always worth a look. Thanks for saving my life. Bond is dead. Bruce Lee never used a gun. That's exactly what I'm saying, Mason. It's Sunday, Colonel Friday. They employed your own mind control weapon against you, apparently. And they escaped. They walked right out the door. Yes, well, either they're very good, almost supernatural, in fact, or, well, some people are pointing the finger. The word incompetence has been whispered. And Mr. Kemper, I hear. Kemper is gone, Sir Miles. He has reverted to his original condition. This entire operation's gone belly up in a sea of shit. We'll try to get them this end. I'm sorry. I look forward to working with your successor, Colonel Friday. Sir Miles, I can't hear. What? The men around you have been watching you, but you have not been watching them, Colonel Friday. Your army has developed a superior generation of battle suits for four-dimensional warfare. They asked me to tell you that, Colonel Friday. So why the fake time machine? The Trojan horse. One of their agents said to me, however things turn out, you'll be working for us. It's what I was hoping he'd say. When they discover that the liquid processors in the decoy suit work, they'll have to call me. I'll have to give them all my technology. They haven't quite learned how to fight the wars of the 21st century yet. Too bad. My homeopathic processes will be standard military issue by 2005. I don't know about that. I've already installed trapdoor access into all of those systems. By 2012, I'll have control of the entire Western military-industrial complex, Robin said. So we just have to hope you're different from all the other wankers who've had control of the Western military-industrial complex. What really happened? What really happens next? That bird starts singing. You think about how big and escapable the house and the business are and how hard it seems to change any of it. And then it all changes like everything else. What is this, Zen Buddhism? No. 20 tons of TNT. This is what it feels like. Eat! Wow. You think it's all a lie until it's true. Wow, that is very occult. Ooh, are we even ready for this story? I don't know. January 28th, 1999, London, England. This is what we know. He holds a consulting director position at MI6 and a security clearance of several levels higher than all the leaders of the free world put together. This bastard's the original James Bond. He's initiated Freemason to at least the 33rd degree. He's been around the world a dozen times. He votes conservative every 4 years just for a laugh. He visits a $3,000 a session specialist once a month for executive stress relief. She gets her own television show out of it. Sad, isn't it? Or are we just jealous? Sir Miles Delacour, this is your life. Christ. Amazing binoculars, Gov. We never had anything like this back in the old days. You can even see that little bit he's misshaving. You'd think they thrash that out of him at Eton. Oh, okay. What's he thinking, eh? What's going on in there? Come, Armageddon, come. Satan Storm, 1, Common People. Okay, this will be interesting. 12:30, lunch at the ministry with blank blank. 2:18, Miles nips into the local spell emporium and buys The Pseudonomicon by Phil Hine and the Raleigh Text by Robert Turner and others. Those are real occult writers. Phil Hine and Robert Turner. I actually had a friend of mine that was talking about Phil Hine's work. Like one of these real old school occultists, like doing it all her life for like 20 or 30 years. We're not talking like Wicca and the fucking candles. We're talking shit that some of you guys would be like, oh, you know, I'm going to pass on that. Like the real shit. And yes, there's a real shit. It's not your candles and Wicca and all that. That's incense. That's fun stuff, but no, there's some shit out there. Weird dust obscures traffic and might avail. Radio 1 says everything's okay. By the way, though I've studied and I know about some of the real shit out of curiosity, I'm not one to actually attempt it. That's kind of beyond me. I'll study it. I think it's fascinating, but I'm not one to actually go into that sort of realm. This looks interesting, Gov. That's Scottish, Andy. Didn't he? What's that? Jesus fucking Christ almighty. That's the bastard we've been after for 2 years, George. Step on it. Division X, get the fucker in the back. Move it. Go, go, go. Fuck. Testicle inspection. Ugh. They're getting away, Gov. Where are they headed? Yogg-Sothoth knows the gate. Yogg-Sothoth is the gate. Yogg-Sothoth is the key and guardian of the gate. Past, present, future. All are one in Yogg-Sothoth. Sorry, my head slipped. Fuck. It's gonna be Crown, you fucking bastard. Crown the King of England. Bugger this. Detective Sergeant Harper, start the motor. North Africa, the Academy. In preliminary training, you may have heard or been told a number of contradictory stories about the nature and origin of our universe and about the reasons why the Invisible Order has come into being. It'll be freezing back home. All right, go for it. Huh. Ugh. We lied. We are not at war. There is no enemy. This is a rescue operation. Pons, it was Paris 68. You were never the same after that. Who are you this time? Those are the very same clothes you wore when we were students here. He's one of my favorite personalities, Elphaid, my friend. Mr. Six, the last of the famous international playboys. Something big is happening in England. They're going to love you in Tangier. Bum boys everywhere will call you Messiah. They'll have to find another savior. I'm not going via Tangier. Thought I'd take the shortcut. I used to be the boys' teacher, Jack Frost. His name was Dane then. It was another life. We were all younger. And now he's all mine. It's Christmas all year around. Yola. Ugh. And Mr. Six smells great. And so to work. Ladakh, Northern India. There! Every time I hear stuff like this, it makes me think of the guy's theory I heard once. Excuse me, of this guy's theory I heard once. The future's firing bits of itself into the past. More things from the future impact with the present all the time. Soon you won't be able to tell them apart. Look at AI. He had a certificate to prove he was mad. Where's this thing I'm supposed to be looking at? Right there. It's moving between Sirius and Procyon, see? We put a sniffer program in and hacked the Sky Satellite Network. Soon we'll be able to broadcast our own propaganda. Eventually we'll be able to digitally alter existing shows and really fuck with people's heads. Invisible TV. They asked me if you'd help. Me? A comeback of Joseph Goebbels for the Aquarian Reich? I'm finally getting a bit of a reputation for it? It's 7:02. You can tell by the position of the moon over the horizon. I fucked my ears when I was young. Rhythm guitar. Feedback. Out here I can listen to insects shagging. I can hear the grass grow. I can sit up on that mountain all day if I want. I vowed I won't be satisfied until I can hear radio with the naked ear. Any luck so far? We live in hope. What kind of propaganda are we talking about, Shanjit? London, England. Come in. I've started on champagne. George, sit down. Good to see you again. I really do appreciate your coming round here at such a dreadfully short notice. How's our dear Inspector Flint? Rereading Eric von Däniken, chatting up strippers. You know what the governor's like. Anyhow, here's all the latest in the alien porn case, as promised. Signed, sealed, and delivered by my own fair hand. Is it all right, Gov? Don't mind Helga. She doesn't speak a word of English. Scotch? How do you say, do you have a twin sister in Swedish, sir? These are photographs Jack talked about in his emails. Take a seat, George. Almost said something else. She'll only say no, I'm afraid I'm an only child. So, a few surprises, you say? Let's just slip this in and see. Green language. Bird language. Under the invisible star that can't be seen, only felt. I'm not explaining myself properly, but it's only because you haven't seen them in their suits. Coming and going. This is the girl who told us she had sex with aliens. There's hours of this stuff, sir. The governor says it's fractals. The more we investigate, the deeper in we get. The more there is. This is the conspiracy to end them all. And the same name keeps cropping up again and again. Sir Miles, it's horrible. They killed Diana. She was to make the Moonchild in her room. But she didn't want to do it, Miles said. So they brought the old Moonchild out of the mirror. They're watching everybody. That's what Mystic Meg says. 6 balls to win. Destiny drives the black Mercedes. 6 balls and the bonus to win! Bang! Sorry, I taped over Diana's funeral. You've always had taste, George, I'll give you that. I must say, this is riveting viewing. You've earned your Blue Peter badge yet again. Here, this is a good bit from 1960, BBC Archive LSD experiment. It was banned. They overdosed him by mistake, or that was the story. Anyhow, it all went weird. it all went a bit too weird for Miss Grundy. Identify this young existentialist hero. Is he all right? You see, man will not be man. He will be like them, star-headed. In the 2012, the trans continuum. This is how they're putting it, like them, their language. Miles Delacour, like the old ones. I like them. So he's a Tory, Satanist. With a few Lovecraft paperbacks on his shelves and his own pet monster. A royal throwback. Miles intends to sit on the throne of England as the grotesque king of some new dark age? This is conspiracy theory via Hello Magazine. George. Temporal lobe epilepsy. I used to hate it when I was a kid. 2 days before my old man burned to death, I saw him shagging Joan of Arc on the kitchen table, clear as day. George, did you see something? What is it, George? The governor's in trouble. Ah, shit. I'll get a cloth for that. All right, then. No farting about. You need a hardcore fortune teller. I can see skeletons at the elbows of half the opes and sideways. Safeways, not sideways. Blow your pension on crackin' whores, I tell them, but they never listen. Dead in days. What do I get, Jack? Friends call me Jack, and I don't see any of them in here, pervs. People like you get to call me Detective Inspector Flint. So are we talking business, or are you just going to block my view of Candace's tits? I'll tell your fortune. You haven't got one. And your drink, 10 minutes ago. Barman got an offer, Detective Inspector Flint. We didn't tell him what the stuff was. Bastard! Ugh! Here, something's wrong with this guy. Out the way, it might be a heart attack. He needs a doctor. I think I saw an ambulance. Here! Ugh! Jack Flint, copper, detective inspector, died in transit. Ugh, too fucking bad, eh? That is where it starts, Jack. North Africa. Fuck, who taught you to drive, you little prick? Evil fucking Knievel? Who? Fucking Philistine, turn right, slow down, you little shit. You won't be so fucking smart by morning, Ringo, you'll see. Stop calling me fucking Ringo, eh? You quit talking like the fucker, I'll quit calling. Bad enough having two fucking names, Jack fucking Frost. What are we doing here? What's it all about, eh? 2 a.m, man. Best time to start this kind of journey. Welcome to reality. London, England. You awakening is liberation, Sir Miles. I can't. The noise. I can't hear you. The piping. Even waters of death at the age of night falling is dead and his body in which to close is... I am only a messenger. As thou purgest not the returns of the spider in the skies, the 13th sign. Prepare his crown, is his throne behind the moon. Well, 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 revenge is sweet. Apparently if an ice cube were to be heated to 10,320K, gravity would unify with the other fundamental forces and a 10-dimensional superstring would appear in our universe. We are living in a hologram, Helga. Intense sunspot activity of this type occurs every 11 years. It's a phenomenon which tends to coincide with periods of massive social upheaval and youth unrest. This is the worry the world ends. Thank God I brought champagne. Consider these recent dates of solar activity. 1955, 1966, 1977, 1988, 1999. It's coming around again. Beryl Alice Rindom, May 1896 to January 1965. Queen Mob. This is thine high reward. The past shall rise. Thou shalt behold the present. I will teach the secrets of the future. That's it. Well, there's the Burning Man. Both got one strap to them. Interesting. Okay, so we're going to end it here. Getting very interesting. We're getting towards the end, so things are going to get way more occult and way more interesting and more to the truth of the Invisibles. So at any rate, this is the Grim Lord, and I will see you guys next time on Grimm's Comics Corner with more Invisibles. Till next time, comic fans.